This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckabee. A day after the Environmental Protection Agency suggests that it wants CO2 named a gas that harms human beings, it's going to be questioned on Capitol Hill about a report that says that drinking water may be a problem throughout the United States. A new report from our partner, the New York Times, explains some of the details. Water provided to more than 49 million people has contained illegal concentrations of chemicals like arsenic or uranium. And bacteria often found in sewage is also present in this drinking water. Joining us is Charles Duhigg, business reporter for The Times. Charles, since 2004, does this represent a degradation of drinking water throughout the nation?
It's unclear because the data is not robust enough, but what we do know is that the rates of pollution have definitely gone up over the past decade, and that it appears that a great deal of that pollution is making it into drinking water supplies.
Now, there's two issues here. One is enforcement of existing laws that might have prevented this contamination. What does the report say about the extent to which the EPA maybe dropped the ball here?
Well, there hasn't been a report issued. This is just our analysis of the data. But what we found by looking at the data was that very few of these violations have ever been punished by EPA or state regulators. In fact, fewer than a couple of percent of them have ever been punished. And so as a result, a water system can violate the Safe Drinking Water Act, our primary protection, and never be slapped on the wrist or in some cases even told to change.
Now, is that because the capacity to enforce and monitor all the water systems is less than it might be, or is the enforcement simply not paying attention?
It depends on who you're talking to. In the previous administration, what I'm told by EPA insiders is that there was simply no desire to go after these cases. That the policies of the Bush EPA were to focus on other sort of bigger ticket types of pollution, like where you can bring cases against big companies, and that drinking water just sort of fell through the cracks. The other issue, I'm told, is one of resources. It just has not been a priority, so there's just not enough people.
All right, that's the enforcement side of this. Let's look at the sort of contamination side. What evidence is there that large amounts of contaminants may have entered the population and be contributing to all kinds of health issues? And how do you find out if your water's okay?
We're going to be publishing another piece over the coming week, and online at the New York Times will feature a database where people can go in and look at their own water system and find out if their water has contained contaminants. But to answer your first question, there's overwhelming evidence that this contamination has entered humans' lives. When we do tests of not only water but people's tissues, we find a lot of these contaminants in their tissue. And the diseases that are related to a lot of these contaminants are sort of slow-developing diseases like cancer. So it's not as if you drink the water and you get sick the next day. It's that you drink the water for 5 or 6 years, and a decade later, you develop a fatal disease.
But wait a second. I mean, your report suggests that people are showing in their tissues slow accumulations of arsenic and uranium?
Not so much arsenic or uranium, because it's hard to find those in tissue, but certainly other types of chemicals like BPA or other chemicals that we know are in the water supplies. Everyone at this point has it in their tissue.
And those are some of those, at least, are known carcinogens.
Absolutely.
Charles Duhigg, business reporter for The New York Times, reporting that more than 49 million people's water may contain illegal concentrations of chemicals like arsenic or uranium between now and 2004. That's the study The New York Times has done. Thanks, Charles.